Hey, Jerry, calendar on my phone says it's Hug a Bear Day.
Really?
Yeah.
You're telling me that today I'm supposed to hug a bear?
That's what it says on the calendar.
That bear?
Sure.
That bear right there.
Go for it.
The one with teeth?
Dude, look on the calendar. Hug a Bear Day.
And just put my arms around it.
I think they like it.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, wait, Jerry, I scrolled down. It says teddy bear. Stand up to them, Jerry. They hate that. Make your hands look like paws. Sorry, bro. My bad.
What's the matter, Sam? Why all the gloom?
Oh, I just got a load of bad news. The big boss was here, and he gave me a month to put this station on paying bases. Well, we're through.
Say, Sam, how long have you been in the radio racket?
About 4 years. Things haven't been going so good lately. Rotten programs and very bad announcers.
Your worries are over. You're looking at the best radio announcer that ever pushed a verb through a microphone.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Good morning. I have an exciting announcement.
And apparently took the season of fall hostage.
Fall is my absolute favorite season.
Seasons change, young man.
The changing of the seasons.
Autumn leaves?
Leaves changing beautiful colors.
Watch the leaves change.
Ready to get started?
Let's do this.
Okay, then, let's start the show.
Yep, The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How do you get our live show and our feature channel that is 24/7, 365, modern alternative, indie, vintage tracks? How do you get that? Well, you just enable the skill. You simply say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and
Hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's really,
Hello!
Really easy. This seems like it should be unbuttoned, but then it seems like too much chesticles are hanging out. I don't know. Anyway, just looking at myself in the monitor. Where were we? Oh, yeah. So the live show is from 8-ish to 11-ish, Monday through Friday. We do one show every single day, and then we take all the show segments and we repack them. We record them and repack them into a full-length podcast. It's full-length and anatomically correct. And you can listen to it again and again and again. You can even listen to it on the Alexa device. How do you do that? Well, you simply say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast.
Hello!
And she will. You can search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can go to YouTube. You can go to our website, Radio434.com, and click on the Mike Show channel. And there will be a link to the podcast if you can't find it anywhere else. Oh, yeah, and we even do a video simulcast of each of our segments. So we don't do the entire show in one video, okay? They're individual segments, because I had one guy say, well, yeah, I started watching your show, and then it just stopped. I said, well, did you go to our Facebook page at the Mike Show VA? He said, no, it just popped up in my feed. Okay, well, that was just one segment that popped up in your feed. You happen to catch the show open in your feed. So you got to go to the Mike Show VA, all one word, no spaces. If you have not followed us, or if you don't like us long time. That handle's good for all of our social media, by the way. That's good for Facebook, That's good for Instagram. It's good for YouTube. Good for Twitter, X, whatever they're calling it. Good for MySpace, I think. Still, I think we're still on there. Tom's our only friend. I know that. Or maybe he's unfriended us by now. Who knows? So, like us and follow us at The Mike Show VA. All right, coming up on today's program, Sean Farmer is joining us from Interfaith Outreach. Sean is bringing a couple guests with her as well. And we're going to talk about there's a silent art auction that they're doing to raise funds for Interfaith Outreach. They also have a if you're into football, they have a football ticket giveaway. It's a raffle, rather. You can make a donation and purchase raffle tickets. And if you win, you get to go and see football, and it's exciting. It's supposed to be a pretty big game. It usually is. So if you are a fan, stay tuned for how you can not only support an incredible organization, but you can win something incredible as well. So speaking of sports, last night, I am a hockey fan. Okay, I don't dislike other sports. I like baseball second, as far as the major professional sports. But this is awkward. I'm looking at myself in the monitor. If you're listening right now. So this button right here on my shirt, it's the second button down. I don't have the top button, but this second button down, typically I would unbutton it, right? I mean, and I think style wise, it would look better if I unbuttoned it, but then I relax and it shows all this chesticle. I mean, all these silvery chest hairs. I look dapper. I look like I should have some gold chains in there, too. Anyway, all right, I'm going to leave it this way because it's more comfortable, but it's not more comfortable for me to look at. Maybe it is for you. I don't know. All right, here. I think I got it now. Okay, back to sports. I like hockey. That's my favorite professional sport. I like baseball next, I guess. I would have to say that football and basketball is kind of a tie for me, although, you know, I would probably watch or go to a football game before I went to a basketball game. But when we owned sports radio stations up in the Northeast, man, oh man, we went to everything. I went to everything, and mostly because we would get season tickets as part of our radio deal. We would get skybox events and nights and things. We would get, you know, all kinds of swag. The teams would throw these, you know, big preseason parties for us, and big junkets and get-togethers at resorts and stuff, and that was a lot of fun. But we would get season tickets, and even if it was college basketball, man, oh man, I loved being there. The energy, the excitement. I think I loved college basketball a little bit more than I would like pro basketball. It was very, very exciting. And then coming down to Lynchburg, we started all these music stations. We built all these music FM stations, and you know, kind of not really much of an opportunity to get out and enjoy professional sports the way I used to. Pittsburgh is only a 5-hour drive up north, and I could go down to Carolina. But last night I watched the first Penguins hockey game in its entirety. I watched the pregame. I watched all the way to the end, and Maddie even watched it a little bit with me, and that was special because, you know, I just you know, I haven't really followed the Pens in a little bit, in a tick. I've just, you know, I've been extremely busy with events and things, and just haven't really found the time. But last night it was on. Caught it right before the pregame started. I mean, literally right at the start, which was special. It was on the ESPN Plus. It was such a great game. They were playing the Washington Capitals, and they won. The Pens won 5-3, which was incredible. They were tied up going into the third, and man, oh man. Now, they had the lead, but they let it slip, and they let the Caps tie it up 3-3. The final was 5-3, and it was just, oh man, it was such a good game. Sidney Crosby and Afghani Malkin still are playing incredible, and then they've got this new kid that is just playing on their line. Again, I don't follow as close as I should, but man, they had an incredible night. Big on the power play. It was huge. So anyway, so I enjoyed that. So I think we're going to start scheduling some, meaning family-wise, we're going to start scheduling some excursions. Maybe we'll head up to Pittsburgh or down to Carolina if they're playing the Hurricanes. We can catch a game. That would be cool. I mean, baseball, we can always head up to Baltimore and see the O's. Yeah, my two favorite teams are the Pirates and the O's. Yeah, I know. They're always in a rebuilding year. Well, anyway, so that's not what you want to hear, or is it? Maybe it is. Maybe we should do a sports show. Yeah, be a very short sports show. We could get Dave in here and maybe talk a little sports. He'd talk much more proficiently than I. All right. I think we mentioned the guests. We mentioned what's going on. We mentioned the Pens game last night. That was cool. Oh, yeah, and of course, we've got your five random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in the news, and we've got some good news for you as well. We're going to get smart with five random facts. We're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals, but we're going to get even smarter-est with nerd news. It's this week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid, or be very afraid, maybe. Question of the day. Do you feel pressured to act happy around the holidays? We've got a story. We're going to talk about it. Somebody did a poll, 7 in 10 adults. We're going to learn more. Plus, of course, we made a top list out of it. Top types of people who annoy us during the holidays. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Friday's finally here again, and you're absolutely loving it. The weekend's round the corner, and you can spend that time as you see fit. My Friday chorus goes this way, no more work, it's time to play. You see your boss again Monday, happy, 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 happy Friday.
So tonight you go out to your favorite saloon, and you meet an attractive human being. But when you wake beside them tomorrow, you'll realize they're not aesthetically appealing.
My Friday chorus goes this way, no more work, it's time to play. You see your boss boss again Monday. Happy, 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 happy Friday. On Monday, you were way too tired. Tuesday, you thought you were gonna get fired. Wednesday, you're stuck in the middle of the week. Thursday was looking kinda bleak. But my Friday chorus goes this way. No more work, it's time to play. You see your boss again Monday. Happy, 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 happy Friday. Happy, 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 happy Friday.
Yep, that made me very, very happy. Anyway, oh, we have a message? Oh, all right. Let me play it.
Hey, this is the Senior Vice Regional Sales Accountant for the station cluster, and when I heard you were taking a couple weeks off, I hit the roof, okay? Yeah. Every time you're not on the air, we lose a ton of local sponsors. The Arbitron ratings dip from a .01 share to a .001 share. I told Penelope, I said, get me Jack Bumgardner in Houston on the horn. She says to me, there's no such person in this organization who has that name, not even in our parent company. Nope. I said, listen, I don't care. If I have to look through the phone book and find someone who has the name Jack Bumgardner, I am going to do so, and I'm going to hold him accountable.
Okay.
Listen, I have to run. I don't have time for this, okay? I am the Senior Vice Regional Sales Accountant for the station cluster. Yep. Heads are going to roll, my friend.
Okay. All right. There he goes. It's the Regional Vice Sales Accountant for the station cluster, whatever that means. Hi there. So do you feel pressured to act happy around the holidays? And yes, I am taking a couple weeks off around the holidays. Thanksgiving week, that whole week. We're off. You will not see us or hear us on this very fine radio station. And then Christmas Eve will be our last show. We always do a Christmas Eve show, and we're going to do the Christmas Eve show, and then we're out of here until January 5th. Is it January 5th? Is it? Here, let me see when we start back up again. January 5th will be our first show after the holidays in 2026. So just a quick program note. Since Jack, what was his name? Did he give his name? He was looking for Jack Bumgardner. I don't know who that is. Well, anyway, take two. Do you feel pressured to act happy around the holidays? Well, there's a new poll out, and the holidays are almost here, so put on your happy face. This poll found 7 in 10 adults feel like they have to act happier this time of year. So, faking Christmas spirit. Do we want to do... this is listed 1 through 4, but it's not really in importance, I think. So we'll just do it from the top down. Sometimes I like to do it that way. 69% feel like they have to act happier than they really are around the holidays, according to this survey. The other 31% either don't feel that pressure or they don't care enough to even pretend anymore. 57% would describe the holidays as stressful. That was a coffee burp. That was stressful. So yeah, Mike, drink more coffee. 57% would describe the holidays as stressful. Just 23% would describe them as relaxing. If you're just trying to get to January, you're not alone. No, I am just trying to get to November 24th through the 30th because we are off. And then I'm trying to get to December 24 at 11-ish a.m. And then we're off. It's not that I don't love what I do. I absolutely, positively love what I do. But I also really, really love this point in my career that I have some flexibility. Before, let me tell you, you want to know what stressful is? Having your boss tell you that, oh, sure, yeah, go ahead, take a vacation, but that's the way people get replaced around here. Seriously, I love the fact that I've finally gotten to a point in my career where I can actually take some time off. All right. If you're trying to just get through January or just get to January, you're not alone. Only 1 in 5 said they feel sad, disappointed, or depressed when the holidays are over. I love the holidays. I mean, don't get me wrong at all. And then too many parties. This is number four. Number four point. Too many parties can be exhausting. Yeah, I guess I can agree with that. 75% said some holiday events feel more like an obligation than a fun time. Two-thirds of us might skip one or two of them this year. So with that, that brings us to our top list, with 7 in 10 feeling pressure to just be happy this time of the year. Of course, that joy would be much easier to achieve if we didn't have to deal with anyone on today's list. It's our top list today. Top types of people who annoy us during the holidays. Should we ding these? Let's just ding them. All right. Anyone who decorates their yard for Thanksgiving. I'm not one for flag burning unless that flag has a turkey. A turkey. Top list today. Top types of people who annoy us during the holidays. Drivers who put a red nose on their car. It's stupid. Unless you ran over a clown, then it's awesome. Top types of people who annoy us during the holidays. Your coworker who insists on doing Secret Santa. If you already hate everybody at your job, then now you have to buy them a present. Top types of people who annoy us during the holidays. That dumbass who insists Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. It is. It's the most Christmassy movie of all Christmas movies. We broke it down by the numbers last year. Look it up. Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Top types of people who annoy us during the holidays. The mall Santa with a fake beard. Grow out your facial hair or give the gig to someone who will, poser. Top list today. Top types of people who annoy us during the holidays. And no, I am not dressing up as Santa. I am sorry. The real Santa, old Fuzzy Face himself, asked me last year if I would ever consider being Santa, okay? Yeah, like the Tim Allen movie. And he said, you really should consider. I'm not going to do this forever. The real Santa Claus said this to me. And I said, I'm sorry, Santa, but I'm not as nice and as kind as you are. Top types of people who annoy us during the holidays. The person with elf legs dangling from their trunk. It's funny because it's murder. Anyway. Top types of people who annoy us during the holidays. The Thanksgiving host who makes everyone at the table give thanks. Come on. I just want to eat, watch football, and try and figure out if my cousin and his roommate Frank, you know, share more than an apartment. Anyway. The Mike Show. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you by turkeys. No, it's brought to you by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Get a new vehicle. That's what you should do. You should get a new vehicle and show up for Thanksgiving, show up for Christmas, show up for New Year's in a brand new vehicle from CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Pizza Hut may be for sale. I hope they get bought by Sunglass Hut. That way all the huts are in one convenient place. The FAA is reducing flights at 40 airports due to the government shutdown. So now there's a convenient out for people who want to avoid spending Thanksgiving with their families. Kim Kardashian's new Hulu show has a 0% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but a 100% rating on ripe melons. And Meghan Markle will star in an Amazon movie. It's her first acting job since she denied marrying Prince Harry for his money. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show, and I'm really, really happy that you could join us on the program today, the Finally Friday edition, taking a look at Tower Cam position number 4 at the river. All right, coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your 5 random facts. We're going to get even smarter-est with Nerd News. This week in science, it's just science, and hopefully we'll talk with Darius from your Lynchburg Community Market. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again, maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
Celebrate the season at Handmade for the Holidays, Saturday, November 15th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg City Armory, corner of 12th and Church Streets in downtown Lynchburg. Join us for a festive market featuring unique, one-of-a-kind, handcrafted gifts by local artists and makers. Enjoy cheerful music and a cozy, welcoming atmosphere perfect for holiday shopping. Hosted by Lynchburg Parks and Recreation. And kids of all ages can bring their lists for pictures with Santa starting at 2 p.m. It's Handmade for the Holidays, Saturday, November 15th, 8 to 5 at Lynchburg City Armory in downtown Lynchburg.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
5
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these 5 random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number 1. Astronaut is a compound of 2 Greek words, astro, meaning star, and nauts, meaning sailor. The first person to put these words together was Percy Gregg in his 1880 sci-fi novel, Across the Zodiac. The main character uses a spaceship called the Astronaut to journey to Mars. Number 2. The employees at Disney parks aren't allowed to point with one finger because it could be seen as a negative gesture by people from other countries. So they always point with 2. Number 3. Elephants only need 2 hours of sleep a day, which is the least of any mammal. Number 4. A kicker earned the NFL MVP award in 1982. His name is Mark Moseley. He won it as a member of the Washington Redskins. He made 20 out of 21 field goals that year, which is good. Must have been a really mediocre season, though. And then number five, pinball machines were illegal in Oakland from the 1930s through 2014. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random facts.
Yep, it is the Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition. Coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your nerd news. Well, even smarter-er-esque, because we got smart with five random facts. Now we're going to get even smarter-er-esque with nerd news. This week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Or be very, very afraid. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us this holiday season for Mistletoe Market at your Lynchburg Community Market, taking place every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas. Explore an awesome selection of seasonal vendors, baked goods, and unique handcrafted holiday gifts perfect for everyone on your list. We'll have Santa on site every Saturday in December for photos, and horse-drawn carriage rides available on Saturdays, December 13th and 20th. We're even staying open till 3 p.m. each day so you can savor the season a little bit longer. Mistletoe Market, every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas at your Lynchburg Community Market.
Greens, salads, wraps, and pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's gotta be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's gotta be Greens.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition. We have guests in studio. Sean Farmer joining us from Interfaith Outreach. Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. How about you?
Really, really well. Very busy this time of the year. I mean, man, oh man, you guys have a lot going on. We've got a lot going on. So we're going to talk about some fundraising activities for Interfaith Outreach. You've also brought some guests with you. Can you introduce your guests?
I have brought some guests. We have two board members here today. We have Jimmy Davis, who is actually a UVA fan.
What's up, Michael?
Okay. Oh, all right. So James is a UVA fan.
James is a UVA fan. Yes.
Okay. James. All right. And then who else did you bring?
And we have Luther Matty, who is a Virginia Tech fan, but also former football player for Virginia Tech.
I suspected that. And Luther, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Mike. And go home, because I had to throw that in there.
And I too played for UVA, but only 2 years. So I was a walk-on,
and then the whole knee incident. Yes. I remember that. Yeah, I have that film, by the way.
Yeah, they still have my jersey hanging.
Yeah, I keep.
It's hard, isn't it?
I watched that clip again and again and again, where they just take you out at the knee.
That's correct.
And that was it. That ended your career.
Well, it was that tech guy that hit me, and that's why.
Always blame it on a hook. He's come on now. Don't do that.
So we're going to talk about a great opportunity for you to catch an incredible matchup of football and help raise funds for Interfaith Outreach. But first, we're going to talk about an art auction. Jimmy, tell us about this and tell us what we can expect with it. And then also, I want to talk to Sean about Interfaith Outreach once we get done with all the football shenanigans.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we do an art auction every year. It's a silent auction. And it's a fundraiser for Interfaith Outreach. This year, I believe, Sean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe we had around 30 pieces.
It's 43.
Oh, excuse me.
Wow.
43 pieces. I don't count that well. And so we have a combination of all original art, a lot of paintings, and then probably, correct me again, Sean, 10 or more pieces of ceramics, sculptures, and that sort of thing. So it's a really nice variety, some really good art, and it's a silent auction. And so you go online and bid, and it will end, technically it ends Sunday at 6 p.m.
Okay.
But we would encourage people to definitely go on now to start, because they're going. We have one signature, well, we have, I shouldn't say one signature piece, they're all signature pieces, but we have a Kevin Chadwick painting,
nice.
Which is absolutely a beautiful painting. He's such a well-known artist. He's not just well-known in this area, he's well-known all over.
Yeah.
And so that's a beautiful piece to look at as well.
This is very, very cool. You can go online. We'll link that up on this broadcast. And you can learn more by visiting interfaithoutreach.org. And is the art on display at Findings?
Yes, the art is on display at Findings, which, if you don't know, is in Boonesboro Shopping Center.
Okay.
Fortunately, it's right beside Mi Patron, so it's a nice, easy jump from one to the other. No, but all of them are on display. So today is Friday, Findings will be open today, 11 to 4,
okay.
And Saturday, 11 to 4. So you can see them, you know, in person. But like I said, they're all online, got, you know, good pictures. And so we encourage you to go look at them.
Okay.
Just so you can, you know, helps you make your selection.
Absolutely.
And there's First Friday tonight,
too. There's First Fridays tonight, too.
So they'll be open.
So it'll be open from 5 to 7 also.
So that'll be a great opportunity for you to check out the art in person. Yeah. And it runs through November 9th. So, you know, we just have a couple days. Mm-hmm. And you can see them at Findings. That is 4925 Boonesboro Road in the Boonesboro Shopping Center.
Correct. Right beside Mi Patron. And there's a lot of really good art. And yes, it's all local, and I believe Sean and I have our eyes on one piece that we may be bidding out against each other. But, you know, it's all for a great cause, and somebody walks away with some cool art.
Absolutely. Yeah. Speaking of rivalries, let's talk about the football giveaway. Who wants to go there?
I can jump into it. So yeah, we've got a great rivalry coming up. My Virginia Tech Hokies, go Hokies, are taking on UVA. For those that are following football, this is probably UVA's best season in quite a while, would you say, Jimmy?
I would say go Hoos is what I would say.
Yeah, there we go.
Go Hokies.
There we go. Yeah, they're sitting at 8-1, having a spectacular season, top of the ACC. Tech, not quite so hot, 3-6, probably losing season, coaching change. But nonetheless, it'll be a great game. Raffle tickets are going for $20, $20 a pop. We're also giving away tickets to the Commanders Cowboys game, which is on
Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm. Day. That'd be a great game.
Okay.
Commanders not having such a great season. Cowboys, they're okay, middle of the pack. But yeah, great cause. Looking forward to the game. I think we're going to be the ones to hopefully upset UVA season.
Well, if we went 0-1-11 or whatever, and we beat the Hokies, that would be a remarkable season.
Yeah.
That's the only thing we care about.
Yeah,
one game of the year, and that's it.
Yeah, this is one game, but you guys got
it. It really should be a good game. It's in Charlottesville.
Yeah,
and if you know, Virginia Tech packs the stands also.
Yeah,
so it's, you know, it's a really nice. The field is probably split half and half with fans from both teams, so it's really makes for a fun game.
It's a great atmosphere, and as Sean mentioned earlier, I'm a former player, so I played in many UVA Tech games throughout my college career underneath Coach Beamer and Coach Foster.
Okay.
And there's nothing like it. No matter for both 0-7 or 0-10, when we get together and play each other, it's always a great football game. It's always a back and forth game. I don't remember any blowouts anytime recently. It's always decided by like 3 or 7 points, it seems like. So great game to bid on. Other than those raffle tickets, we do also have other giveaways.
Okay.
Gift cards. I want to say gift certificates to restaurants, things of that sort. So if you're not a winner of those two football games, you still have another great chance to win some amazing prizes.
So if I purchase a ticket or donate, make a donation to get a ticket, I can choose either or I could choose both.
Well, and so the...
Could I take one ticket and go to one game and another ticket to go to another game?
You'd have to negotiate that with whoever the other winner.
That's a good
idea.
I guess he could if his winning ticket was drawn and then the second winning ticket was drawn, it was him.
Yes. By some miracle.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
But so the person who draws...
I'm sorry. I'm the troublemaker.
No, that's a good idea. It is a good idea. You just need to buy a bunch of tickets. But we've had people do that in the past and not win.
No.
But you try it.
Okay.
Mike.
I will.
That's encouraging, isn't it, Mike? We've had people buy tickets before and not win.
No. No.
I'm very encouraged. Yeah. Well, let's rewind that part.
Okay.
All right. So nobody heard that. So you could do either or.
So you, the first ticket drawn gets to choose between Dallas, Washington or UVA, Virginia Tech.
Okay, gotcha.
The second ticket drawn gets whatever game was not chosen with the first drawing.
I got you.
And then we begin after that drawing for gift cards.
So I could negotiate with the winner of the first ticket.
That's a very good point.
That is. Yeah. Well, I mean, that'd be between them. So we're not going to waste our time talking about that. The drawing is Thursday, November 13th. And the grand prize choice, number one Dallas versus Washington at FedEx Field. Four tickets, section 105 plus a parking pass. And this is on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Number two, Virginia Tech versus UVA at Scott Stadium in Charlottesville. Four tickets. There's a parking pass, the section to be determined. Additional gift card packages and everything. All the proceeds benefit Interfaith Outreach. It's $20 for you to win this.
Well, the section actually has been determined. I'm not sure what the number is.
Gotcha.
But it's right on the 50-yard line.
Yes, it is.
All right. And it's about maybe halfway up in the lower section.
Okay.
So it's
really
great
ideal
seats. Great seats.
So back that up. So we've determined the section, and they're incredible, excellent seats, and you're not going to want to miss this.
Correct.
And by the way, because it's Christmas Day for that particular game, either one of these grand prizes would make an incredible Christmas gift.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Donate, purchase a raffle ticket, and support Interfaith Outreach. Sean, tell us about Interfaith Outreach and what does it do? How was it formed and what does it do?
So we are a nonprofit that will be celebrating our 60th birthday in 2026.
Wow.
So very excited about that. But we were formed by the faith community to become a nonprofit who was considered the expert on helping people with rent and utilities to be able to figure out the bills. So people weren't having to go from one church to another church to the synagogue, you know, and just keep going on and on.
Yeah.
And so over time, that continues to be our major program. But our theme has always been our programs strive to keep families together safe at home, whether it's through offering rent and utility assistance, a free furniture program, simple home repairs for elderly and disabled neighbors, mm-hmm. Life skills in the Lynchburg and Amherst jails for both men and women, as well as our homeless prevention program and our Home Again program, which is our newest program, which is able to offer housing for people who are homeless. So everything's about home.
This is a very critical time, not only the time of the year, but it's a very critical time for everything that you just mentioned, all the services, all the programs that you offer. It is uncertain, and a lot of folks are one paycheck away. Even folks that are employed are one paycheck away from maybe being in a situation.
Well, and what a lot of people don't realize, United Way has a special report they do called the Alice Report. And it's a nationwide report, but you're able to look at poverty rates as well as the rate of families who live paycheck to paycheck with little or no reserves.
Yeah.
And in Central Virginia, the number of people who live in poverty or paycheck to paycheck with little or no reserves is 61%.
Wow.
61%.
So that is literally 61% of the population could fall victim to any situation that your organization could help them with.
Right, right. And, wow. And that data from United Way was really done before inflation became the issue that it is today, which affects people's, ability to just, make ends meet every month. But, that's why, we're here and important so that, let's say, if they have a car breakdown or mom had to miss work for 5 days because of a sick child or a high electric bill because it's cold, we can help bridge the gap. We're about bridging that gap because when you lose housing, starting over again is very complicated and extremely expensive.
Yeah. If you'd like to learn more about the organization, just go to interfaithoutreach.org. You can learn more. You can donate. Go to their event page, and you can learn about the raffle, learn about the art auction, and any of their events that that support their programs and their mission. So do that. Get on there and make a difference today. Help out your neighbor. This is the time of giving, right?
Right,
absolutely.
It should be all year round, but and you guys are doing it all year round. All the services and all the programs. So it takes quite a bit. So make a donation today. We will link everything up on this broadcast. If you're listening and you want to learn more, interfaithoutreach.org, or you can just go to our Facebook page at the Mike Show VA, and we'll have the links, guys. Did we solve all the world's problems today?
I think so.
I'm not sure.
Go almost Hoos. Getting there.
We're working on it. We're working on it.
We got a bye week this week, so we have some time to prepare for UVA in a couple of weeks.
Well, at least you can't have another loss this week.
That's right. Exactly. See, I love that side of you, Jimmy.
Positive. Yes, indeed.
I love it.
Just think of that bit of film where they take out his knee.
Oh, gosh. Sorry. The memories. My goodness.
I'm just kidding. We jest. All right. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that, guys. Thanks.
Thank you very much for having us.
Absolutely. Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Nerd News. This week in science, it's just science, don't be afraid, or be very, very afraid. Covering the most important news for your brains, I think you may have missed. Here's a quick rundown. All right, let's see. The interstellar comet that might be aliens, but probably isn't. Looks like it picked up more speed than it should have while slingshotting around the sun. The term being tossed around is non-gravitational acceleration. It could mean it's an alien ship that fired its boosters, but it would also speed up if the sun just burned off the outer layer. So a comet still makes sense too. They'll know more once it's out of the sun's glare and they can get a better look. It should have a lot more gas around it, maybe a tail. In winter sports news, here, check this out. There it is. A giant snow-lined hamster wheel might be the next big thing in indoor skiing. An Australian company came up with something called snow tunnels that rotate. around you while you ski inside them. They're 40 feet across and can spin 30 miles an hour. Look for that coming to Snowflex. I mean, they would be the ones to do it. In green energy news, Australia has so many solar panels that they're giving away electricity for free. They don't want to waste any. So starting next year, millions of Australians will get 3 hours of free electricity per day. You don't even have to have a solar panel on your house to qualify. In food news, I said in food news, a study found ground-up sunflower seeds might be the next big thing in vegan meat. It's high in protein, and they claim it tastes better than the current options that are out there. In AI news, a study found AI prefers Polish over English. Researchers gave a bunch of AI models the same prompts in 26 different languages. It understood Polish the best. English ranked sixth behind French, Italian, Spanish, and Russian. This isn't Russia. Is this Russia? And then finally, in dinosaur news, we've still never been able to tell the male and female dinosaurs apart.
Nice beaver.
They're dinosaurs.
I just had it stuffed.
Uh-huh. Let me help you with that.
But now there may be a way. A study found looking for fractures in their backbones might be the way to offer some clues. Because dinosaurs were so big that females may have suffered spinal fractures while mating.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Yeah, and that too. That is, if that's how they made it. Anyway. All right, so that's nerd news this week in science. Just science. Hi. My hair's crazy. Oh, yeah, I scratched it. Now it's even crazier. Good Lord. Hold on. Here, I gotta fix this mess. There we go. Much better. Coming up, we have sounds. We're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
It's the Free Clinic's third annual Dink It Forward pickleball tournament at Crosswhite Athletic Club, powered by Delta Star. Saturday, December 6th, men's and women's doubles events, and Sunday, December 7th, co-ed doubles event. $50 per pickler for one event, $25 for additional event. Play in one or two events. Proceeds benefit the Free Clinic of Central Virginia. Visit freeclinicva.org/pickleball for more information and to sign up. The third annual Dink It Forward pickleball tournament, a dinkin' good time.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community. Three Roads Brewery.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can have a turkey provolone at the park?
I love to eat outside.
Or an original Italian at work?
Absolutely.
Ooh, I can have a Mike's Famous Philly at 2 a.m. while digging a tunnel to my neighbor's basement.
Whoa, do they know?
No. And don't tell them.
Okay, mum's the word. Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for anytime, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Let's go directly to viral videos. A guy recorded his Uber driver's erratic reaction when he and his female companion requested that the driver turn on the radio. The woman seemed shaken to the core.
I just asked you to play music. That's about it. But you can keep driving. No, you're good. You're good.
And you're asking me why you're explaining. What can I do, sir?
You gotta call the cop.
Because I'm scared. My whole body is shaking the way you are, like, on the highway, and you're asking me to do something again and again and again. I'm the driver. I have to rest. What if I'm going to get an accident?
We just thought it was going to be easy.
I sincerely apologize for the way that I behaved, and that's completely my fault.
Okay, this happened in Dallas. She also told them it bothered her that they rolled down the car windows. Okie dokie. Anyway. Let's look at this. A TikTok bean trend is gaining popularity, where people are eating 2 cups of beans a day, and it apparently makes them feel hotter, fuller, and snack less throughout the day. Here's one woman on TikTok talking about the bean talk trend. Yeah.
I started with the beans because I was having anxiety really bad. And someone on TikTok said, hey, you know, beans help with anxiety. I was down for whatever, ran to the pantry, grabbed a can of beans. I had just gone on a run and I was eating the beans and the food noise just stopped. And I felt just like I had eaten a steak, a potato, and some broccoli, you know, and just that good of a feeling. The next day, I went on my run and I was like, yo, we're going to do that again. My recovery from the run, it was like, oh, what am I going to do for the rest of the day? Really amazing.
Beans, they're good for your heart.
What a delicious task that is. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Nothing for you.
Yes, beans though. I mean, it's...
In the buttock, so.
No, out of. Anyway, let's see. Okay, save that one. Save that one. We're going to do those two for stupid criminals. we're going to save this one for stupid criminals, even though it's not criminal. What is this? Oh, Starbucks customers are accusing employees of hoarding the specialty Starbucks holiday bear mugs that we told you about yesterday. Here is one guy on TikTok complaining about it.
I said I woke up at 4:30. The Starbucks isn't too far from my house, and I was there by 4:40.
It's because the Starbucks people reserved the cups for themselves and then reserved the only two that were for customers for their friends.
Okay. Starbucks has apologized, by the way. Let's see. Skip that. Are we going to a comedian? Yes, we are. All right, we wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Jessie Campbell on why she's afraid of bears.
Like, I used to live in Minnesota, and there's bears there, which are terrifying. I'm so afraid of bears. And here's the thing. This is why I'm afraid of bears. Here's the thing. You've never in your life read a news story about a bear that's positive ever. And this is a true story. There was a woman that was camping with her husband, and she was feeding a bear trail mix out of her hand. And she ran out of trail mix. Yeah. Yeah. And the bear ate her. Yeah. And that's a sad story, but that's not that bear's fault, because we are bear food. Yeah, she was feeding the bear food out of food. Like, I don't blame the bear. I can't blame the bear. You know why? Because if a piece of pizza walked up and handed me a donut, and I finished that donut, I mean some pizza.
Or a turducken. I mean, think about it. All right, that's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and vigorously and like you care, but make eye contact. Give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we're going to get stupider, if that's even possible, with your stupid criminals in Doc News. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH, from here to there to anywhere.
We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or theHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Greens, salads, wraps, and pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's got to be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's got to be Greens.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. Yep. Okay. This is like going to an IKEA to steal the TVs, computers, and appliances from the showroom, and not realizing that they're just fake props. Police in Northern California are investigating an armed robbery at a U.S. bank this week at around 4 in the afternoon. There were 5 thieves, so it sounds like an orchestrated operation. There's a difference between orchestrated and sophisticated. Get this. The bank is cashless. So it's unclear if the thieves managed to actually steal anything or what there was to steal. Maybe the TVs, computer screens, and appliances from the break room. Who knows? No one was hurt. The robbers drove off in a relatively new Honda CR-V, and as far as we know, they're still on the loose. You know, if you're unfamiliar, cashless banks have bankers and tellers to handle accounts, transfers, and other financial products, but they don't have any cash drawers or do deposits or withdrawals. Most do have ATMs, though. And then there's this. A 66-year-old man from Minnesota was accused of being completely naked and using a chainsaw outside his home. I'd go with this one. It's probably, or this one might be better.
You idiot!
Yeah. Paul Severson ended up being charged with disorderly conduct for the incident. Here, do we have sound on this?
Everybody keep their clothes on. It's ridiculous how often I have to say that.
Okay, I'm saving that. Let's see. Let's put that there, put that there, put it in elements. And keep your clothes on. All right. All right. A 30-year-old substitute gym teacher at an elementary school in Wisconsin was arrested after police said he was drunk on the job. Here is Christopher Reyes getting stopped by the police and then talking to the officers in the principal's office.
Let's take this off.
As easy as possible, Chris.
What did I do?
You have a warrant.
You showed up to work drunk.
How long have you been working in the school in here?
Here? This is what I said.
Do you know the legal limit?
0.0.
Okay, you're 0.36.
I think I'm all right. I'm in good school.
The school has said he's obviously no longer welcome today.
Wow. All right. An escaped pig went on a rampage. Take two. I wasn't expecting this story. An escaped pig went for a rampage through a western New York neighborhood. It turned out to be a pet pig belonging to a Buffalo Police Department officer. Here's one woman saying that she was attacked by the pig.
It kind of came up on me, and it grabbed me by my hair and was shaking my head like you would shake a bag of microwave popcorn. My second thought was, this is ridiculous. This is a pig in the city of Buffalo. Where did this come from? And then, of course, I started screaming.
This is ridiculous. All right. I gotta save that one, too. Good Lord. That one is getting saved in drops. We are definitely using that for a show open. All right. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment. Which one? Oh, there's only one. Okay. A couple in Charleston, South Carolina used a traffic cone to save a drowning raccoon. They saw it struggling. They lowered the cone down, and it grabbed on. It caught its breath and then scurried off. Here they are, rescuing the raccoon.
Okay, he's got all 3 feet on there. Oh, you're almost there. You're almost there.
Hold on, buddy.
Slowly.
Okay.
Grab him by the tail.
It's okay. I think
he made it.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year, funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org. Let's look at some of our events. Here we go. All right, now, tomorrow, we're going to be broadcasting live and on location. We're going to be down at Three Roads in Farmville for their Veterans Day event. If you happen to be down in the Farmville area, if you live down in the Farmville area, stop by, see us at Three Roads. It is going to be a day's worth of activities and programs and presentations, all in honor of Veterans Day. And Three Roads has recently been designated an official Veterans Day location because of the activities and the events and the programs that they've thrown throughout the years in support of our area's veterans. So if you're down there, come and join us. We're going to be there from noon until 5. And then on Sunday, come and join us at Three Roads in Lynchburg for the last qualifying round of the Noteworthy Music Challenge Season 2. This is it. If you're a musician and you would like to make it to the finale round, you need to come to this one, and you need to be chosen. We're going to choose three contestants from the pool of participants on Sunday at Three Roads. And we're changing up the time, too, to make it a little bit more convenient. 2 until 5. 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. It is a noteworthy music challenge, the final qualifying round. So if you'd like to make it to the finale, which is November 16th, then you need to qualify and you need to get chosen this Sunday at Three Roads. Now, November 16th will be the finale, just one finale. And out of all the people that have been chosen so far for Noteworthy Music Challenge who have moved on to the finale round, they will all compete. And we will choose one of those folks to be the grand prize winner. Grand prize winner wins recording time at Noteworthy Music Studios. So you can do an EP, you can do an album, or, you know, if you're just getting started out, you can do a really, really good demo at Noteworthy Music Studios. And that is absolutely positively free. Let me ding that. And you get all the coaching and everything from the Noteworthy Music staff and fellow musicians as well. You'll also receive airplay of your regular of your music in a regular rotation on Radio 434. We do play local artists. We play them all the time. That's one of the differences between Radio 434 and other radio stations. We actually play local artists or artists that have actually played here but aren't getting national recognition yet. We play them in a regular rotation. So your music will be featured on Radio 434 in a regular rotation. And, but wait, there's more. You'll also receive a concert of your very own at the Academy Center of the Arts Music Hall, where you will get paid to do that. So if you'd like to win those incredible prizes, if you're a musician, whether you're an established or semi-established musician, whether you're getting paid to do this or whether you just sing in the shower but you think you got a shot, this is your chance to be heard. So last qualifying round this Sunday from 2 until 5 p.m. So come on out, join us at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. And we'll link this up on our Facebook page as well, that you can check it out, check out all the details. All right, well, that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Now, where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
See you later, buddy.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Every time we say goodbye.
Goodbye. Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.